In this week's one-on-one, I talked to Chinese human rights activist Harry Wu. He survived 19 years in Chinese prison camps. Released during a thaw in 1979, he was later invited to the United States, where he became a citizen. There, he devoted himself to uncovering details of the Chinese labor camp system, risking a fresh term in the camps when he went back to China in 1995. On the sidelines of a conference in Prague about communist crimes, I asked him what he had been able to find out about the Chinese camp system.
China have the regime until today, 60 years. They never tell the people how many people they executed, how many people in the jail, and how many camps. So that's why in the last 20 years, I have to find out that how many camps. We recognize more than 1,000 camps there, but the government say this is top secret. So that's why in 1995, the government rearrested me at the border and put me in a camp for 66 days and sentenced 15 years. Until today, we never know. But we estimate in the last 60 years, more than 40 to 50 million people was there.
And you have experience of a camp for, you were sentenced for 19 years. Can you say a bit about that?
Yes, I was in 1960 and sentenced to life, but I was spent 19 years over there. And then again, 1905, they sentenced 15 years. Totally, the government want to put me in a camp for 34 years. I just don't know for why. What's the reason? Why they want to charge? What is my crime? Is a drug trafficker, a rapist, or robbery, or terrorist? I'm not. Okay. I say something from my brand. This is a crime. This is communist China. This is a very serious crime. And I'm one of the millions of people. Okay. So this is the situation today in China.
And what essentially was your crime? They never told you what the crime was, but what do you suppose that your crime in their eyes was?
In 1957, I was say that Soviet invasion of Hungary, I think this is wrong, is violation of international law. But I just only say it on the class meeting, that's it. That is my crime. In 1995, I have not been in the camp. I just outside and tried to enter. They arrest me again because they say, well, you tried to steal the state secrets. Okay. I just don't know.
And can you describe some of the conditions in the camps where you were?
Well, the camp is very simple. That's different camp have a different kinds of labor. I was in the coal mine working two shifts a day, 12 to 12. That's it. I work in the farm when early morning the sun rise, we go out and waiting for sun down, we come back. How many hours, you never know, okay? And the food is very limited and controlled. You cannot free to have a food. They divide in different section, and the police always say, good labor, good food, less labor, less food. If you refuse to labor, and no food, and sent to the solitary confinement.
What was your situation? You went hungry, heard that you, no?
The hungry is all the time. So the major problem for the prisoners is find a food. Of course, they can rob the food from other people, but this is not enough. When we're working in the field or in the coal mine, try to find the food. In the coal mine, we try to find the mushroom in underground. And in the field, we just try to find the frogs, snack, find the rats. This is major. Even today, I can teach you how to catch the rats.
Would you describe yourself at the start as a dissident when the communists came to power? You were very young, but your family was quite a rich family in Shanghai. So by definition, that they thought you were an enemy?
Yeah, I was labeled as an enemy, and at the first 1 or 2 years, I was so sad, or crying, and say, no, I'm not an enemy. And they said, no, you are. And then I said, okay, I was a capitalist, and I want to take the soul reform or whatever. But it doesn't work. So later, it's totally turned myself into a kind of a beast, looking for food, that's it. I don't care what is the future, what is... Because during the 19 years of prison camp, nobody came to see me. Okay, because this is entirely just like a slave, nothing.
And did you ever think that you'd get out of the system alive?
Well, I think everybody wants to free themselves. Of course I tried to escape, but I can't. Because the whole country is entirely controlled by the communists. If I leave the small cage, or I went to the big cage, where can I go? First of all, I went to my home. My mother was committing suicide. My father was a counter-revolutionary writer, same situation as me. What should I do? No way to go. No way to escape, you know. We just as a robot, as a machine, I don't know how to survive myself, whatever. But finally, I survived. Many people passed away.
And how is it that you were eventually allowed to leave, to go to the United States?
1979, we have a kind of rehabilitation. It's not entirely recovered. So we leave the camp. So I went to my old university and have a job over there. And I was there 5-6 years. And... never talk about politics again, just quietly working, study. And I have some academic paper showing the International Society, and then University of Berkeley, University of California, Berkeley, invite me to be there. I'm very, very lucky. So I was there as a visiting scholar. I was in University of California, Berkeley, 2 years, study about geology, geoscience. But later I give it up. I went to Stanford University, Hoover Institution, continuing my research on the labor camps.
Yeah. And what do you think about the West's current attitude towards China? The West doesn't seem to like to speak up much these days.
Well, first of all, I think everybody, whatever, what is your position? You are a merchant, you are a businessman, you are a professor, you are a congressman, you are a senator, you are president, whatever. First of all, you are the human beings. Okay, this is basic situation for everyone. As a human being, you have to be thinking about your rights, human rights. Okay, you cannot allow any government say, well, control your birth. Control your freedom of speech. Okay, control your freedom for sensitive things. This is your rights. Okay, so as an American president or Czech president, first of all, thinking about what is the rights. Okay, we can't make business with the communists, and we ignore the human rights inside China.